Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is the weirdest or strangest gift you've gotten? Maybe even creepy. There's a lot of people sending stuff in related to that. This one, two Christmases ago, my mom got me a memorial blanket for my dog, who had died 5 years previously. And I did love that dog, and I surely did not miss her that much after 5 years being gone. Talk about weird. Mom often watches the kids at the house, so I have to make sure to keep the blanket around. That is long enough for you to be like, oh, now I'm kind of sad again.
Was it like a picture of the dog?
I assume
embroidered
so.
On the blanket, or just
hope it wasn't made out of its skin and fur.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are weird.
Mm-hmm. Brad in Nashville, what did you find that was a little weird?
How you boys doing this morning?
We're good, Brad. How are you?
Pretty good. So about when I was real young, real little, my grandfather, he lost his hand in a hunting accident, and the whole time I knew him, he never had a hand. You know, he had a stump. And we just got used to it, whatever. He died about 25 years later. And when we were going through his house, he was a hoarder. And I was told, you know, you have anything you want in the garage. And he was a woodworker. So, you know, expensive woodworking tools. I mean, stuff he's made. I was like, okay, pull a trailer up, start going through. And in the back corner, I find a chest. And I open it up thinking I'm going to find pirate's gold or something. And I'm finding like memorial papers from when Elvis died and like old Tiger Beat magazines with Donny Osmond on it. I'm like, it's pretty cool, you know, something
right.
I can take home and thumb through. And in the bottom of it, in the back, there was my grandfather's hand in the mason jar.
Wow.
No way.
Oh, man. Old school. Saving some formaldehyde.
I don't know how he lost it. I never heard the story, but apparently it wasn't just lost. He had pocketed it and put it in a jar, and I don't know any of the other story other than now it sits up on the shelf next to my Terminator Ultimate Blu-ray collection.
Where else would you
As
keep it, right?
It
That's
should.
Exactly where that should go.
Perfect.
Well done.
Thank you, Brad.
Well, we don't need any more calls because
no,
that's
I mean, right. I don't know how you top that one.
Best one.
I mean, that's pretty great.
This one, I had a girlfriend who gave me a framed bunch of photos of herself posed on rocks by the ocean in lingerie. As a bonus, she asked me to hang it in the living room, which was fine when no one was there, but weird when people came over.
Yes, quite. Quite weird.
1-800-947-3979. A lot of people have written in saying, hey, most people that do taxidermy will not do pets because no one is ever satisfied with how they look. It's apparently very hard to get them to look normal or like
or to
people
look
remember.
Yeah, yeah, that makes
this
sense.
We're getting that with because of the last segment, a woman's husband had her cat stuffed and mounted.
And given as a gift.
Or, I don't know, it sounded like it was, like, laying. So you could just throw it on the couch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when you go to an open casket funeral, and they never look the same.
No.
It's no, like, it's very, very right. rare.
That's,
those are always weird conversations. When
that
you're
is.
At those and you go, oh, Grandma looks really good. They did a really good job on Grandma's
that is,
face.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one
she
of the reasons.
She doesn't look that waxy.
In fact, I know that's one of the reasons where I thought, I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's easier for the family.
Yeah, she looks good. Other than the obvious.
Yeah.
That she's dead in a box. Yeah.
And how my brain is swearing that it's seeing the chest breathing.
The first time I went to a funeral of a loved one, I was young enough that when I overheard adults saying, well, it looks like you could just come back to life at any second. So I spent the rest of the time like, mm-hmm. all right, well, I got to see this. when he sits up in that coffin, I'm not
going to
be staring down at this stupid songbook or whatever.
Yeah,
sure. You want a trophy with my cousin, but I'm going to see you sit up in the coffin and say, hey, when's the ham? It didn't happen.
Mm-mm.
You know, I assume if they dig it up, there'll be some scratches in the inside of the coffin.
Yeah.
Can't be positive. This one, I got a creepy gift from a guy I work with. A guy I don't really talk to bought me a cocktail dress. Side note, I'm a fairly manly woman, and I've never worn a dress to work. That's pretty
That's
weird.
Somebody with a fetish.
Yeah, he's thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Like, if you came back free beer and had, like, t-shirts from a really cool game that you got to go to,
yeah,
I wouldn't think twice about it. If you came in and you had bought, like, a dress for me or Maitland, I'd text your wife
boy,
so
that
fast.
Would be pretty weird.
That would be horribly inappropriate.
Your wife so fast.
You should do it. Next game.
So I'm not, yeah. I'm going
to buy a little cheerleader outfit.
This fall when I do a football game, I'll buy one of those dresses like the co-eds wear to the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kelly, I think these will go good with your cowboy boots. No, I don't even like this joke.
No.
I don't enjoy this premise. This one, a friend gave me a leather monkey with red eyes, and it seems to be real cat teeth for fangs. I don't like it.
Oh, man. Throw that away.
A leather monkey with red eyes and cat teeth for fangs?
That's twisted.
This text, did you know that unless you're cremated in a very short period of time after death, most states insist that you be embalmed first? I did not know that. Why would that be?
Yeah, why?
Maybe just in case they got to put it off for a while.
Oh, maybe.
In case the crematorium breaks down.
This happens a lot. During my uncle's funeral, my brother was taking pictures of my uncle in the casket so he could remember what he looked like the last time he saw him. That,
No pictures.
I've seen people do that.
I was at one funeral where people said, hey, can we get a family photo with grandpa?
Uh-uh.
I was like, not anymore. You can't. Oh, now.
Yeah.
Just like, I thought you up. Missed the point of why we were here.
Yeah. We'll just all lean over the casket.
Give a thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, come on. This is a weird one. Kyle listening on 102.9 The Buzz. Hello, Kyle.
How you doing?
Good, Kyle. What did you get for your 15th birthday?
I got a wooden cast of my grandfather's jaw with his baby teeth in it.
What?
Like, so somebody whittled a fake wooden jaw, essentially?
I'm assuming it was an actual cast of his, but it has all of his bottom baby teeth in it.
That's a weird, weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's one of those things where you go, what am I supposed to do with this?
That's very strange. Do you still have it?
Yes, I do, actually. It's in a box somewhere.
You can't throw it away, can you?
It's one of those things where you can't, no.
Yeah.
I think I might.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. Wait, casting?
Yeah.
Because really, what are you going to do
how
with
you
that?
You cast something in
wood. I don't. I mean,
heated it up so it was nice and spongy and then said, bite down.
Bite into this soft wood pulp.
Kayla and I were going through an antique store a while ago because we like to party, and there was something in there, and I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. I thought I took a picture of it, but I can't find it. I think we were on vacation, so a couple days went by and my brain said, done with that info. But it was like a photo of a baby, and at first glance it looked like it was like a painting. But then when I started reading it, it looked like it was a real photograph, I think, that had just aged of a baby that had died in the Victorian era or the early 1900s. And they had taken some of the hair and like put it in there on top of where the hair went.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that is, and it said this was a tradition for those who were well off in that time, if there was a baby who passed away from sickness. And I thought, well, that's weird. Also, who buys those things? Like in the antique store. Like that was one of the most macabre things I've ever seen.
I don't know. I've often thought that with a lot of old photographs, and not even just the macabre ones. Just who wants a random 100-year-old photo of a person they don't know?
Oh,
I don't really understand that.
But. Victorian mourning memorial. Mourning, MOURNING. So one popped up on here, and yeah, it's the baby sleeping, and I still don't know if it's a photo or a painting, but then real hair from the baby on top of it.
Gross.
Yeah.
I did have a portrait that I thought was my grandma for a long time, and I had it hanging up in my apartment. And I said to my mom, I was like, I love that. Like, I really want to know who did that for Nanny. And she goes, what the hell are you talking about? That's some weird thing your grandma bought at an antique store. Like, I don't know whose baby that is. I had it hanging on my wall for years. I still have it at my house. I don't have it hanging anymore. That was my grandma my whole life.
That's hilarious.
Why wouldn't I? And I think the last time I talked about this, a listener sent the same exact picture.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I shared it, and listeners were like, yeah, I've seen that picture before. Yeah. I'm like, who is it, baby? Yeah.
He's my grandpa, too.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.